Welcome to the GCSE Science Revision Podcast, your go-to audio guide for smashing your exams. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in combined science, waves. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover the core concepts, nail the equations, tackle exam technique, and finish with a quickfire quiz. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. First, let's talk about what a wave actually is. And I want you to think about this carefully, because it's one of those things students get wrong in the exam every single year. A wave transfers energy and information from one place to another, but here's the crucial bit, without transferring matter. The particles in the medium don't travel with the wave, they just oscillate or vibrate around a fixed position. The energy moves through them, not with them. Think of a crowd doing a Mexican wave in a stadium. The people don't move around the stadium, they just stand up and sit down. But the wave travels all the way round. That's exactly how a physical wave works. Now, there are two main types of waves you need to know for your GCSE. Transverse waves and longitudinal waves. And the key difference is all about the direction of particle oscillation compared to the direction of energy transfer. In a transverse wave, the particles oscillate, that means vibrate, perpendicular to the direction of energy transfer. Perpendicular means at right angles. So if the wave is travelling horizontally to the right, the particles are moving up and down. Examples of transverse waves include light waves, all electromagnetic waves, water waves, and seismic S waves. When you draw a transverse wave, it looks like a smooth S curve, those beautiful sine wave shapes you've seen in your textbook. In a longitudinal wave, the particles oscillate parallel to the direction of energy transfer. Parallel means in the same direction. So if the wave is travelling to the right, the particles are also moving left and right. The classic example is sound. Sound is a longitudinal wave. When a speaker vibrates, it pushes air particles together, we call those regions compressions, and then they spread apart. We call those regions rarefactions. The wave travels as a series of compressions and rarefactions moving through the air. Here's a memory trick I love. Transverse. Think of a T for transverse and a T for two directions. The wave goes one way, the particles go another. Longitudinal. Think long. The particles go along with the direction of travel. Right. Let's get into the key wave terminology, because examiners absolutely love testing these definitions. You need to be precise. Wavelength. This is the distance between two consecutive points that are in phase. In a transverse wave, that's the distance from one crest to the next crest, or one trough to the next trough. The symbol is the Greek letter lambda, and the unit is meters. Frequency. This is the number of complete waves passing a fixed point per second. The symbol is F and the unit is hertz, written HZ. 1 hertz means one complete wave per second. Amplitude. This is the maximum displacement of a particle from its equilibrium. That's its rest position. In a transverse wave, it's the height from the center line to the crest. Amplitude relates to the energy carried by the wave. A bigger amplitude means more energy. Period. This is the time taken for one complete wave to pass a fixed point. The symbol is T and the unit is seconds. Period and frequency are inversely related. T equals 1 divided by F. So if the frequency is 50 Hz, the period is 1/50th of a second, which is 0.02 seconds. Wave speed. This is how fast the wave travels through a medium. The symbol is V and the unit is meters per second. Now, let's talk about the most important equation in this topic, the wave speed equation. This is V equals F times lambda. Wave speed equals frequency times wavelength. This equation is almost certainly going to come up in your exam, so let's make sure you're completely confident with it. V equals F times lambda. V is
is wave speed in meters per second. F is frequency in hertz. Lambda is wavelength in meters. Let me walk you through a typical exam question. A wave has a frequency of 400 hertz and a wavelength of 1.85 meters. Calculate the wave speed. Step 1. Write down the equation. V equals F times lambda. Step 2. Substitute the value. V equals 400 times 0.85. Step 3. Calculate. V equals 340 meters per second. What's the speed of sound in air? Nice. Always remember to include the unit. If you forget the unit, you will lose a mark. Examiners are very clear on this. Now, what if you need to rearrange the equation? Say you're given the wave speed and the frequency and you need to find the wavelength. Rearrange it to get lambda equals V divided by F. Use the formula triangle for F's. Put V at the top and F times lambda at the bottom. There's also a second equation you need. V equals X divided by T. Wave speed equals distance divided by time. This is the same as the speed equation from the motion table. Distance in meters, time in seconds, speed in meters per second. You'll also use this when a wave travels a known distance in a known time.
Now let's talk about what happens when waves meet a boundary, the interface between two different materials. When a wave hits a boundary, four things can happen. The wave can be absorbed, the energy is taken in by the material, it can be transmitted, it passes through into the new medium, it can be refracted, it changes direction as it crosses the boundary because its speed changes, or it can be reflected, it bounces back from the boundary. Refraction is particularly interesting. When a wave moves from one medium to another and its speed changes, it also changes direction. The key point is the frequency stays the same when a wave refracts, only the speed and wavelength change. Because V equals F times lambda, if speed changes and frequency is constant, wavelength must change too. Right, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. This is where I can really help you pick up extra marks. Common mistake number one, saying that waves transfer matter. They do not. Waves transfer energy and information. If you write that waves carry particles from one place to another, you will lose marks. Common mistake number two, confusing transverse and longitudinal waves. Remember, transverse particles go perpendicular, longitudinal particles go parallel. Draw a quick sketch if it helps. Common mistake number three, unit errors. Make sure your frequency is in hertz, your wavelength is in meters, and your speed is in meters per second before you plug values into the equation. If you're given a wavelength in centimeters, divide by 100 to convert to meters first. Common mistake number four, not showing you're working. In a calculate question, you must show every step. Write the equation, substitute the values, then calculate the answer with units. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still pick up method marks. Common mistake number five, mixing up amplitude and wavelength. Amplitude is the height from the center line to the crest. Wavelength is the horizontal distance of one full cycle. Let's also talk about command words quickly. If the question says state or give, they want a short, factual answer. If it says describe, use correct scientific terminology to say what happens. If it says explain, say why or how. Use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says calculate, show all your working, use the correct formula and include units. Now it's time for the quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question one, what do waves transfer? Answer, energy and information, but not matter. Question 2. In a longitudinal wave, in which direction do the particles oscillate? Answer, parallel to the direction of energy transfer. Question 3. What is the unit of frequency? Answer, hertz, symbol HZ. Question 4. Write the wave speed equation. Answer, V equals F times lambda. Question 5. A wave has a frequency of 500 hertz and a wavelength of 0.6 meters. What is its wave speed? Answer, V equals 500 times 0.6 equals 300 meters per second. Question 6. What is amplitude? Answer. The maximum displacement of a particle from its equilibrium position. Question 7. Name one transverse wave and one longitudinal wave. Answer. Transverse, light. Longitudinal, sound. How did you get on? If you got all 7, brilliant. You're in great shape. If you missed a few, go back and review those sections. Let's finish with a quick summary. 1. Waves transfer energy and information without transferring matter. 2. Transverse waves, particles oscillate perpendicular to energy transfer. Examples include light and electromagnetic waves. 3. Longitudinal waves, particles oscillate parallel to energy transfer. Example is sound. 4. Key equation, V equals F times lambda. Always show working and include units. 5. At boundaries, waves can be absorbed, transmitted, refracted, or reflected. Frequency stays constant during refraction. That's everything for today's episode on waves. You've done brilliantly getting through this. Now go test yourself with some past paper questions. Good luck in your exams, and remember, every mark counts. See you in the next episode.